Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And, today we're going to tackle something truly epic.
Oh, yeah.
The Indian monsoon.
I like it.
But you see, it's not just rain we're talking about.
Right.
It's a force of nature that shapes everything in India. From agriculture to ancient history to cultural festivals, even spiritual beliefs.
That's right.
Get ready to uncover how this weather pattern has influenced the very fabric of life on this subcontinent.
It's a big one.
I'm joined by our expert today to help us understand just how powerful this monsoon really is.
Well, I think what's fascinating is the scale of it all.
Okay.
So picture this, right?
Hmm.
The entire Indian subcontinent, this vast landmass, essentially inhales a massive amount of moisture from the Indian Ocean every summer.
Like the land itself is taking a giant breath.
Exactly. During summer, the land heats up much faster than the surrounding ocean.
Cool.
This creates an area of low pressure over India, drawing in moisture-laden winds from the southwest.
So it's like a giant natural vacuum cleaner pulling in all that humid air.
Yeah, you could say that. And this is where the real drama begins.
Okay.
As these winds hit the Western Ghats and the Himalayas, they're forced upwards, cooling rapidly, and all that moisture condenses, and boom, torrential rainfall.
Wow. No wonder the arrival of the monsoon is such a big deal for India.
Absolutely.
But beyond the dramatic downpours, what makes this rain so essential?
Well, think about it. India is an agricultural powerhouse, and a huge part of that relies on the monsoon.
Makes sense.
Rice, for example, is a staple crop that depends heavily on these seasonal rains.
I always picture those iconic flooded paddy fields when I think of the monsoon.
Exactly. Those flooded fields are a perfect illustration of how intertwined the monsoon is with agriculture-specific varieties of rice thrive in those conditions, and they feed millions across India.
It's incredible how something as basic as rain can be so vital to a nation's food security. Wasn't there a period where India tried to boost its agricultural output?
Yes, back in the 1960s, India went through what's called the Green Revolution.
Hmm.
They introduced high-yielding varieties of rice and wheat to combat famine and increase food production.
Did that affect the reliance on the monsoon?
It did, but in a somewhat uneven way. The success of the Green Revolution was heavily reliant on irrigation.
Okay.
Areas like Punjab and Haryana, which were big wheat producers, became less dependent on the whims of the monsoon.
So it created a sort of divide, with some regions being more vulnerable than others.
Precisely. Regions like Bengal, historically reliant on rice, and the monsoon rains often lagged behind, they remained susceptible to the age-old problem of droughts and the famines that could follow.
That makes me think about how much history must be tied to the monsoon. Were there times when the fate of entire civilizations rested on whether or not the rains came?
Absolutely. Throughout history, the variability of the monsoon has left a profound mark, just like the ancient Egyptians depended on the Nile's floods. The success or failure of the monsoon in India likely influenced the rise and fall of entire dynasties.
It's humbling to think that something as unpredictable as weather could have that much power. Are there specific examples from Indian history that stand out?
Take the Mughal emperors, for instance.
Okay.
They were known for their extravagant lifestyle and impressive architectural achievements. Their fate, too, was intertwined with the monsoon.
The Mughals, weren't they obsessed with those elaborate gardens?
They were emperors like Babur and Shah Jahan, created magnificent gardens that were marvels of engineering and aesthetics. And these gardens relied on complex water systems, all fueled by the monsoon rains.
Wow. I'm picturing cascading waterfalls, fountains, reflecting pools, all brought to life by the monsoon. Are there any gardens that particularly stand out as examples of this?
There are many, but one that comes to mind is the Ramba in Agra.
Okay.
It was originally called Gul Afshan and served as Babur's burial site for a time. The watercourse, with pools symmetrically dividing the terraced garden, shows just how sophisticated the Mughals were in managing water. They understood its importance and incorporated it beautifully into their designs.
It's fascinating how something as seemingly simple as rain could play such a significant role in shaping empires and legacies. But the monsoon's influence goes far beyond the grand scale of emperors and dynasties, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. The monsoon's reach extends deep into the everyday lives and beliefs of people across the Indian subcontinent. It's woven into the very fabric of their culture and spirituality.
So we've gone from understanding the science behind the monsoon to seeing its imprint on agriculture and history.
Yeah.
It's truly incredible how this one weather pattern can be so powerful and far-reaching. But I'm eager to learn more about how it's shaped a cultural and religious traditions. I bet there are tons of fascinating stories and festivals tied to the monsoon.
You bet there are, and those stories are what we'll delve into next. The monsoon in India, it's more than just a change in weather. It's really a time of renewal, celebration, and deep spiritual significance.
I can imagine. I mean, it's hard to think of something so powerful not leaving its mark on cultural traditions and beliefs.
Exactly. And, you know, one example that comes to mind is the Festival of Holi. While it's not directly tied to the arrival of the monsoon, it often takes place right before spring when everyone is anticipating those life-giving rains.
Holi, the Festival of Colors, it always looks so joyful and vibrant.
It is. Holi is all about new beginnings, letting go of the old, and embracing the vibrancy of life, much like the monsoon itself brings renewal to the land.
Are there festivals that are more directly connected to the arrival of the monsoon?
Absolutely. In Kerala, they celebrate the monsoon's arrival with a festival called Karkidaka Vavu. It's a time for honoring ancestors and praying for a prosperous season.
So the monsoon isn't just about celebration. It's also a time for reflection and connecting with those who came before.
Yeah, and it's closely tied to the spiritual significance of India's rivers.
Okay.
Rivers like the Ganges, the Yamuna, the Godavari, they're not just sources of water. They are revered as deities, as mothers, as givers of life.
We talked about the Mughal gardens earlier and how they incorporated water into their designs, but these rivers seem to hold a much deeper, almost sacred place in Indian culture.
You're right. Many of India's rivers are believed to have descended from heaven to earth.
Wow.
The Ganges, for instance, is said to have fallen upon the head of Lord Shiva, who cushioned her fall.
Oh, wow.
That story highlights the divine power associated with the monsoon's waters.
It's amazing how these beliefs weave together the natural world with the spiritual. It's not just rain, it's a blessing, a gift from the heavens.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And these beliefs are very much alive in India today. In some regions, people believe that the first drops of monsoon rain have special purifying powers.
Oh, really?
They collect that water believing it can heal.
That makes me think of all those elaborate rituals and ceremonies performed at the start of the monsoon season. It's like an entire tapestry of beliefs and practices woven around this incredible natural phenomenon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These traditions show how the monsoon has shaped not just the physical landscape, but the cultural and spiritual landscape of India for centuries.
This deep dive has been incredible. So far, we've gone from the science of the monsoon to its influence on history, architecture, festivals, and spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
It's really broadened my understanding of just how powerful and far-reaching this one weather pattern can be. But in today's world, there's another factor we have to consider, one that could disrupt this delicate balance we've been discussing. I'm talking, of course, about climate change.
That's a crucial point, and it's something we'll examine closely as we wrap up our deep dive into the Indian monsoon.
We've seen how deeply intertwined the monsoon is with life in India, but now we have to talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Climate change.
Right.
It's not just a buzzword anymore. It's a reality that's already impacting weather patterns across the globe, and that includes the monsoon.
Yeah, it's a major concern because climate change is making the monsoon more unpredictable and erratic.
So it's not just about the amount of rain, but also when it comes and how intense it is?
Exactly. We're seeing shifts in the timing and intensity of the rains. Some areas are experiencing much heavier downpours and increased flooding, while others are facing longer, more severe droughts.
It feels like climate change is throwing off the rhythm of the monsoon. What does that mean for India's agriculture, especially since we know how reliant it is on those rains?
It means increased vulnerability and uncertainty, for sure.
Yeah.
Farmers who depend on the monsoon for irrigation face greater challenges.
Yeah.
You know, crop failures are becoming more frequent.
Right.
Leading to potential food shortages and economic instability.
It's like a ripple effect, where changes in the weather can impact not just the crops, but the livelihoods of millions of people. Are there any specific regions that are particularly at risk from these changes?
The Himalayan region is a prime example.
Okay.
The glaciers that feed the Ganges and other major rivers are melting at an alarming rate, impacting the water supply downstream.
Right.
This not only affects agriculture, but also heightens the risk of glacial lake outburst floods.
So the mountains, which were once a source of water and stability, are now becoming a potential source of danger.
Yes, and it really underscores how interconnected everything is. You know, changes in the mountains can have profound impacts on the plains far below.
Wow.
It highlights the urgency of addressing climate change, not just for the environment, but for the well-being of those whose lives are directly affected by the monsoon.
This deep dive has taken us from the science of the monsoon all the way to its profound impact on India's history, culture, and even spirituality. We've witnessed its life-giving power, but also acknowledged the challenges it faces in a changing world. What I find really striking is how the monsoon is a microcosm of the delicate balance we need to maintain on this planet.
Yeah.
You know, it's a reminder that we're all connected and the choices we make today have ripple effects that will shape the future.
I couldn't agree more. Understanding the monsoon is not just about weather patterns. It's about appreciating the complex interplay between nature, culture, and human destiny.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with a sense of awe at the power of this natural phenomenon and a renewed commitment to protecting our planet. The story of the monsoon is still being written, and we all have a role to play in ensuring it continues to be a source of life and inspiration for generations to come. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those minds curious.